I'm David Marr, host of Late Night Live on Radio National, where nothing's off limits.
You know, part of being an adult is dealing with discomfort.
We gather the sharpest minds around to hash over what's shaping this crazy world.
Both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party succumbed to big money.
Late Night Live, 4 new shows a week on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
And lift off. The crew of Artemis 2, now bound for the moon. Humanity's next great voyage begins.
I don't know about you, but I was glued to the Artemis 2 mission, and I don't think it was just for professional reasons. I was drawn in on what felt like a weirdly deep human level, and it wasn't just me. Based on new results from the polling company YouGov, literally millions of Australians watched that rocket take off live. And that's not all that they discovered in the survey. Turns out Aussies love space. And today I'm finding out just how much we love it and what exactly we want out of it. This is Lab Notes from ABC Radio National. I'm Jonathan Webb, and today I'm joined by Brooke Schlesinger, who's an Associate Director of Custom Research at YouGov Australia. Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Jonathan. Thank you for having me.
Tell me where this idea started. Why did you decide to survey Australians about Artemis 2?
Yeah, so it started in the days before the Artemis 2 launch. I was looking for any research on what Australians' collective sentiment was towards space exploration at large and the upcoming mission at the time. And I really couldn't find anything that was really contemporary and representative of Australians at large. So I set out with my team at YouGov to do a survey of over 1,000 Australian adults. We launched the survey on the morning after the launch, actually. And we explored how they engaged with the launch. So if they watched live, if they watched afterwards, if they didn't watch at all. But also, as you said, their broader beliefs about the significance of space exploration and the key space-related milestones that they hope to see achieved in their lifetimes.
Yeah, interesting. 1 in 6 Australians you found watched it live?
Exactly. So about 16% of Australian adults said that they watched the launch live. When you actually calculate those that watched footage after as well, it's over half, 54% of Australian adults said that they either watched the launch after the fact or live, which is pretty astounding to see that there is still some semblance of a collective media viewing culture today.
It's almost like the Matilda's World Cup final, right? We watched something all together for once.
Exactly. And I didn't test this specific point necessarily in the research, but I think it may speak to a need or drive for perhaps more positive stories that we can rally around.
Do you think that's really what drove so many people to tune in, or was it good timing coming on the day before a long weekend?
I think there's probably a multitude of factors. I will say that, though, when we look at the viewership data, self-reported viewership data, we see that Gen Z really over-indexes, as do millennials.
That's interesting.
One of my hypotheses there is that, for my generation and the generation younger, this is one of the first major, perhaps, space moments for us.
And the generational thing is interesting, too, because you're right. For Zoomers and Millennials, they've grown up mostly since the shuttle era, the Apollo era, feels like ancient history. There was a huge amount of excitement we saw when we published content as well. And then there was also a certain amount of cynicism from older readers and listeners who are like, stop making this out to be completely exciting and new. We've walked this path before.
Right. Yeah. I still think overall it was a positive picture in terms of the overall sentiment. But yes, we definitely saw that the stronger excitement was towards the younger adult end of the spectrum, with nearly 1 in 4, so 24% Gen Z said that they actually watched live, 17% of millennials saying the same.
Yeah, and you're right. From what I've seen in your summary, it's not like there was a huge generational split and boomers were all cynical about the launch. Everyone was pretty excited.
I do think the launch might have symbolized different things for different age groups in Australia, though. We did see some differences in some of the sentiment questions that we asked people on a scale of 1 to 5, how much do you agree or disagree with this statement? And one of the statements that stood out to me in saying that is we asked people, events like Artemis II are a welcome reminder of what humans can achieve when we work together. And then we ask them to agree or disagree with that.
That feels like a gimme. Like, who would say no to that?
Well, most people, you're right, did agree. But the level of agreement was strongest in the older adult populations.
That's interesting.
Than in Gen Z and millennials. So even though more than half of Gen Z and millennials both agreed with that, so 54% of Gen Z, 57% of millennials, there was stronger overall agreement with Gen X and baby boomers there. So I do think that might hint or point at least some portion of each of those younger populations, maybe a sense of nihilism, perhaps, in what's possible on the global stage.
Yeah, right. Something that did seem relatively consistent across the generations, and I was fascinated, you found 40% of Aussies, even in the midst of this cost of living squeeze, want to see more investment in space programs. And that's compared to 21% who are opposed to increasing that investment. What do the other 40% think? They're undecided?
They're in the middle. You're right. Yeah,
they don't
feel strongly one way or another.
And in your experience of polling on questions like this and what the government should invest in, is like 40% in favor, 20% opposed, a pretty strong endorsement?
I would say it is, especially when we see that the other data around this that helps contextualize the excitement. There's not many, I think, government-funded initiatives that people aren't super cynical about right now. To see that demand across the board, when you look at even age here in terms of what should be invested in, it is quite amazing.
And so, if that was relatively consistent across the generations, were there any particular groups who were more in favor of investing in space?
Yes, and one of the groups here that we looked at that was more favorable to space investment was really surprising to me. So I wondered if those who are hit particularly hard that we know by cost of living would be more agreeable or less so towards investment in space exploration. And we actually saw that, in fact, looking at household incomes below $50,000 a year, actually more than 4 in 10 of those who are from a household income that makes below $50,000 agree with increased investment, and only 2 in 10 disagree.
Right.
So we're not seeing that correlation there between the brunt of cost of living and not believing in the value of space exploration investment.
Does that mean it's just consistent across the board, even in wealthier households, or is there a difference among better off Australians?
It's pretty consistent. Actually,
right.
We saw that the lowest household incomes and the highest were the most in favor.
Fascinating. I liked this question too, Brooke. You asked whether people agreed or disagreed with the statement, it's vitally important that the benefits of space exploration benefit all humanity and not privatized for the gain of major corporations. Now, that seems like a bit of a leading question to me almost, right? Who would disagree? Somehow 6% of people did disagree. But that was actually your lowest level of disagreement for the whole survey, right? Most people were opposed to corporate gain from space.
Exactly. So this seems to be the most consensus can be seen in the answers to this question. So obviously, with the rise and increased involvement of companies like, or corporations like SpaceX, we wanted to see what Australians thought about corporate involvement in space exploration. And yes, we found that nearly 2/3 of Australian adults say that space exploration should not be privatized for corporate gain. And as you said, only 6% disagreed. And that was the lowest disagreement of any statement that we tested. even the wealthiest Australians actually agree space should not be privatized, which I thought was interesting. When we looked at agreement by household income level, we saw that amongst the wealthiest Australians, so those from households making over $150,000, nearly 3 in 4, so 74% of them, agreed space should benefit all humanity, not corporations. So when you're closer to the world of private capital, perhaps you're more aware of the reasons why space should stay within the public realm.
Brooke Schlesinger, thanks for sharing your lab notes with me.
Thank you so much.
Brooke Schlesinger is an Associate Director of Custom Research at YouGov Australia. This episode of Lab Notes was made on Gadigal, Kaurna and Menang Noongar country. It was produced by Fiona Pepper and Patria Ladgrove. I'm Jonathan Webb, and I'll catch you next week.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.